A senior veterinary medical officer with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says several agencies have worked together to ensure the availability of veterinary products to deal with New World screwworm. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A Swine Health Information Center and American Association of Swine Veterinarians webinar examines New World screwworm response planning, available resources, and outreach strategies for producers. Dr. Amber McCoig, a senior veterinary medical officer at the Center for Veterinary Medicine at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, says even before the June 3rd identification of New World screwworm in Texas, new regulatory pathways were being used for the first time to get products into the marketplace.
When this threat reemerged in Mexico a year ago, there were no drugs that were labeled for the treatment of New World screwworm. So we worked with our federal partners in order to try to get some things available. And we actually worked ahead of time and were able to have 10 products that had labeled indications for New World screwworm when it actually reemerged in the United States. So our approach was to address any knowledge gaps that we had. And we really tried to do this before screwworm had reemerged in the United States. So we reviewed foreign markets and looked at what was being used and what was working. And we reviewed some drugs that were approved for other indications that may also be applicable for New World screwworm. We did literature reviews. And most important part, we engaged with sponsors. But the important thing to know is we have several different regulatory pathways, and those pathways have different criteria in order to get products into the marketplace. So there is a different evidentiary standard, but also they have different time lengths that they are able to be marketed, and some of them have to provide data while they're marketing. So first of all, the different approval types and authorizations that we have used to address New World screwworm. Obviously, we have full approval, but we do not currently have any products with a full approval that are label indicated for New World screwworm. So the indications that we have right now for New World screwworm are under conditional approval and emergency use authorization.
Dr. McCoig says getting out 10 products within a year of starting the emergency use authorization process is extremely fast. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.